because we're going to talk Belmont, and we're going to – who better to talk Belmont about than, I mean, specifically Mr. Belmont? I mean, it really is. If you go through the litany of – I love pulling up, you know, not only just looking up the history of people and what their profiles are and who all and what all they've done. And then I get to ask around because, you know, I'm not a journalist, but I like to know. I have my connections out there in the world, and I like to ask around, maybe get some of the inside dirt on people. And not that there is dirt, but Director of Athletics Scott Corley is along with us now. Scott, thank you so much for jumping on with us.
I'm glad to do it. I'd love to hear what dirt you got on me.
Not much dirt, but you all and right. I are cut from about the same cloth because a birdie told me you're a Hendersonville man yourself.
I am. I live up there now. I've been up there 29 years maybe, but grew up in Brentwood, so I'm a Middle Tennessee guy as well, but definitely call Hendersonville home for the last many years.
29 years. So you've been there as long as I have because I'm 29 years old, and I was born and raised in Hendersonville. So when someone tells me that I'm talking to somebody up in H Vegas that knows my neck of the woods up there and is hanging out at Moby Dickie's and, you know, going all those certain places that only real Hendersonvillians know, I always have a little fond smile when they get on my show.
There you go. You're talking a good game there. I like all that. Moby Dickie's is great.
And see, my little birdie, a man named Tim Reese, who's my partner with Full Count Rhythm and Full Count Ministries that we do with college summer league ball with the OVL, he was the one that gave me some of that inside dirt, former Belmont player as well.
All right, you're keeping some tough company there with Tim, but we love Tim. Yeah, he's a legend in Belmont baseball, in our Hall of Fame, and just an all-around great guy. So glad to know that connection.
Absolutely. He probably just wet himself hearing you say that he's a legend over there at Belmont. So he loves the free publicity.
That's right.
So I want to talk a little bit, obviously, tonight's game. I know you're kind of a man that's all over the place dealing with some softball. You're hanging out with the softball side of things, getting ready for tonight's game against Vandy Boys. What does this mean for Belmont to do these games like this in the most neutral site you can find? Against a program like Vanderbilt over here at First Horizon Park, what does that mean for Belmont?
Well, it's huge. I mean, you know, it's opportunities that a lot of programs don't get, you know, and to have a team that is as good as Vanderbilt and just I think the world of Tim Corbin and the program that he's running and his willingness to continue to play us year in and year out and to do it at First Horizon, I mean, you know, we talk all the time, you know, we want our student athletes just to have a great experience, and this certainly checks all the boxes on that, to get to play in such a great venue against a, you know, a national power, and to have an opportunity to compete. That's all you can ask for at our level, and I know coaching staff with Coach Jarvis and the guys are always excited and extra amped up to play this game.
You mentioned Jarvis and Corbin in there, and really – kind of cut from the same cloth, it feels like. 21 years for Corbin as a head coach with the Vandy Boys, 25 years for Jarvis. Talk to me a little bit about the impact Jarvis has just day in and day out, season in, season out, even whether they're in season or off season. What is his impact with Belmont?
Well, I mean, Coach Jarvis is, you know, he's a leader of men, is how I describe Dave. I mean, he is just solid as a rock. He certainly is competitive and wants to win, but I think he measures success differently, similar to Tim. I mean, he wants to be a leader of young men, make sure, you know, they're improving off the field of play just as much as on the field of play, and we're really blessed to have him. I mean, within our athletic department, he's such a consistent presence. He's a great resource for all our younger coaches that we've brought in and can really be a sounding board for a lot of them. And I just love the way he approaches the game and approaches how he wanted his program to be built. And it is a model of consistency. And as an athletic director, that's what you want. You want somebody who's going to, you know what you're going to get, you know how he's going to handle himself, and you know how the program's going to represent Belmont University, and that's always in a positive light.
Talking with Vice President and Director of Athletics Scott Corley for Belmont University. Of course, tonight, Belmont-Vandy taking on here at First Horizon Park. A good baseball match in tow here soon at 5:45. You'll be able to hear the Vandy broadcast of things right here on Nashville Sports Radio. Scott, Nashville has changed, probably 40 times over in the time that you've been in Middle Tennessee here and seen it grow so many different times, much more than I have, obviously. What does Belmont do with these kind of changes, athletically especially, but just as a program? You know, what is the adaptation that the school has with the brand new Nashville that seems to be every 5 years is just growing in not only popularity, but really as a destination for a lot of kids that are coming out of high school saying, I just want to go to Nashville and look at Belmont as a school?
Yeah, no doubt. It's a great recruiting tool. Kids want to come here, and not only kids. I think what we have found is staff and coaches, you know, when we have openings and we put that out there, we get a lot of applicants that want to come be a part of this. And, you know, when you can get that talent in leadership, and then, you know, you can go out and recruit quality student athletes, I mean, it's a huge asset for us. And I view it, you know, Belmont in a lot of ways has certainly helped Nashville, but Nashville's helped Belmont grow, and it's a symbiotic relationship that I think is going to continue for years to come. And, you know, so what we try to do is certainly, I think our move to the Missouri Valley Conference was another signal to recruits out there that we want to continue to grow our athletic department and grow our baseball program. I mean, the Missouri Valley is one of the top 10 conferences in the country year in and year out, and so we want to compete at a higher level. And you know, when you've got a school like Belmont and the education that you can provide, and to do it in a city like Nashville, it's a compelling opportunity for a lot of kids, and we're trying to capitalize on that.
Yeah, you jumped a little early on me here, because that was something I wanted to bring up, was obviously now in the first year officially a part of the Missouri Valley Conference after, I believe, a decade in the OVC. You know, what are those advantages that you're kind of talking about? Because, you know, some people could say, Scott, that, you know, staying in the OVC and having the stranglehold that y'all did for so long in athletics over the OVC, especially on the basketball side, would be a better look for the university of just constantly winning. But you think that being in a tougher conference and obviously still having success with those teams, that's going to be a better look.
Yeah, I do. I'm a big believer in iron sharpens iron. I think, you know, when you look at the landscape and where Belmont is as an institution, and look, we loved our time in the OVC, and we enjoyed the relationships that we had, the rivalries that were built. But the OVC obviously was going through a lot of changes with certain schools leaving, and, you know, you didn't know what schools were really coming in. And as we grew as a university, you know, we're 9,000, almost 9,000 students now. We added a $25 million practice facility for basketball and volleyball. We added an $8 million hitting facility for baseball and softball. And so we were, you know, we saw our program growing, and I'm a big believer, again, you know, when we looked at what were some of the things that maybe were holding us back to getting to that next level, some of those things were just conference affiliation. You know, when you're recruiting kids, they want to play in really good conferences against really good competition that's going to really allow them to grow. And if they want to play professionally, give them better opportunities to play professionally. And so, you know, our expectation is, you know, we did not make this move thinking we're not going to be successful in the Valley. We're going to continue to invest in the resources we need to invest in to be successful. And so far what I've seen, and obviously we haven't done the baseball, softballs, and things like that yet, but I feel like we are positioned to be successful in the Missouri Valley, which is only going to give us, I think, greater notoriety and greater opportunities to hopefully, when we get into the NCAA tournament, whether it's basketball, baseball, or whatever, then we can have a greater opportunity to win in those tournaments. And, you know, it was tough in the OVC when you're winning that. You're getting into the basketball tournament, but you're getting in as a 14 or a 15 seed, which, you know, it's really hard to win a game at that, you know, type of seed.
talking with Scott Corley, the director of athletics for the Belmont Bruins. Speaking of the basketball side of things, what was your thought on seeing that competition level? Belmont Bruins ended up, believe, finishing fourth, getting to the quarterfinal of that tournament for the men's side. But the women's side is going to the NIT, playing, I believe, the 16th against Ball State. What have you seen from that competition now, with changing from OVC now to the Valley? What is the change that you've seen on that?
Well, it's definitely a much tougher challenge. There are no real gimmies in the Missouri Valley. The days of kind of going 16-2 in a conference like we had opportunities to do in the OVC are going to be tougher. But I was really proud of how both teams performed. I mean, our women went 17-3, won a share of the regular season championship, made it to the finals of the women's tournament, lost to a really good Drake team that played really well that day. You know, the good news is, again, because of that success and the, you know, playing in the Missouri Valley, we got an invite to the WNIT, and we go to Ball State, like you said, Thursday night at 5:30. And so really feel good about where that is. On the men's side, I mean, it's just physical. It is so much more physical. The style of play is a lot different. It's more of a slow, grinded-out style of play. And what we found out is our style, which is tends to be a little more up-tempo, a little more offensive-focused, really worked. I mean, we tied for third. We got the fourth seed due to a tiebreaker, but really, really proud of how our team, which had a lot of new faces and had some injuries early on, was able to adapt and adjust and really compete. I mean, we had opportunities, you know, obviously everybody could say that, but I felt there were a couple games go our way. We're in the position to win that league in the regular season. And then, you know, get to the tournament, you know, tournament time, Zach. I mean, anything can happen. We just caught a really, really hot shooting Indiana State team that a guy couldn't miss. He went 8-for-8 from three in the second half, and it wasn't like he was just sitting there, you know, playing horse. I mean, we were defending him pretty well, and he was hitting the shots. But we'll learn from it. I do think, by getting through this first year, there's so many new things, Zach. It's about travel. It's, you know, so many things that this first year we're learning and we'll get better as a result of, because, you know, it is more travel, more airplanes, more things like that. But overall, really pleased with how both teams did this regular season.
That process that you're talking about, just curious, what are some of those different things? I know you mentioned the airplane travel. Is that something that, you know, it was something that you had to hire on more people, or was it something that it's just, you know, breaking a decade thing that you're like, okay, time to rebuild it a little bit because we're in the Valley now?
Yeah, I mean, with the OVC, every game was a bus ride. You know, farthest trip was Eastern Illinois, 5.5 hours. And so you go from that to traveling to Northern Iowa in mid-February. I mean, you've got to charter a plane to get there. And so, you know, those things are exciting, but it's also different, and it's learning the nuances of, you know, in the Ohio Valley, it was Thursday, Saturday, Thursday, Saturday, Thursday, Saturday. In the Missouri Valley, because there's more opportunities to be on national TV, you may be playing Wednesday, Sunday, Thursday, Saturday. I mean, it's those nuances are subtle, but they're different, and it just takes time to get used to those things. And so, you know, from a staffing standpoint, I felt like we're pretty well prepared to move into that, but the director of basketball operations and those types of people do become more valuable because of all the travel and logistics that go into playing a 20-game conference schedule.
Scott Corley, director of athletics for Belmont Bruins, also vice president, has been our guest. Scott, thank you so much for jumping on with us today. Hopefully next time we'll get you in person. I know we were hoping to try to get you today, but I know schedules kind of go all over. So look forward to meeting you in person.
Yeah, same here. Thanks for having me on. Our softball team was playing Indiana, a Power Five, so I needed to be out here to support them. But I'm heading over now, and maybe I can say hi to you when I get to the stadium.
We'll be looking for you, Scott. Thanks so much, brother.
All right. Take care.
Good stuff there from Scott Corley, athletic director, or director of athletics, I guess is the proper terminology of that one for Belmont Bruins. A lot brewing over with the Bruins, especially changing over to Missouri Valley. I mean, when that news came out, I know there was a lot of people in the area that were, I wouldn't say upset, but definitely surprised or shocked a little bit of the change from the OVC. But you heard from the man himself. It does give you new opportunities. And frankly, when you win as much as they did in the OVC, you know, you do want to move up and test your ranks. And coming out in your first year for basketball and tying for third and getting the fourth seed in your tournament, and then you go to the women's side of playing pretty well and just the basketball side, it does give you new challenges, but it tests your team a little bit. So and then baseball, like you said, they're going to be coming up soon. So good stuff there from Scott Corley. We need to run to a break. If you want to jump in, 615-844-5600. Before we go to that break, though, got to talk about our friends over at Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Look, I talk about them all the time. I talk about them a lot. I don't just talk it, though. I walk it. I have bought every vehicle I've ever purchased from Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, and the process has been delightful every single time. You will have that same experience if you go check them out. Check them out on the web, nissanofrivergate.com. That's nissanofrivergate.com. Open 24/7, 365 right there on the website. You can check out every vehicle that's on the lot, and even more importantly, they're open 24/7 on that website. So any question you have, you can just type it right into the chat box, and someone will get with you to answer those questions all from the comfort of your own house. But go see them in person, 1150 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Good afternoon. Pretty crowded right now on the South Loop, the West Loop.